Well, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in his house today. Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 12. Luke 12, beginning at verse 35. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Servants of the Lord, this title, this label, this name given to us, and concerning this portion of Scripture, the faithful servant and the unfaithful servant, we are shown in these verses the manner of the servant whom the Lord deems faithful. Servants the Lord calls ready. Servants the Lord calls diligent. Servants the Lord calls blessed. As today, is it not our joy to serve the Lord? Is this not our great desire? Our pressing ambition, that which rightfully and righteously consumes? The psalmist lifts his voice, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Yes, bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. The Amplified Bible, serve the Lord with gladness and delight. What a mighty God we serve. What an honor and a privilege it is to serve the Lord, to be marked a servant, to be called a servant, to have the Lord as master. to be owned by Him. To have been taken by our Master, brought to the door, and have felt our Master bore our ear through with an awe that we might be His, that we might serve Him forever. You know, the Lord takes care of His servants. Psalm 35, verse 27, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Reading from the Message, God is great. Everything works together for good for His servant. I'll tell the world how great and good You are. I'll shout hallelujah all day, every day. Servants of the Lord. The servants of the Lord, those in love with their Master and His house. True servants of the Lord, even if they be given the choice to leave, would choose rather to remain with their Master. They don't want any other life. They don't want any other place. They don't want to master their own affairs, their own world. You see, they know true freedom. And can you hear them plainly say, I love my Master. I will not go out free. You know, I shudder to think of being free of my Master. Apart from Him, it would be bondage. I share these words today, and the servant shall plainly say, I love my Master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free. Exodus 21:5. To this servant there is no dilemma, no choice. His decision was never in doubt. His Master was his whole world, and he was bound to Him with an eternal bond of love. He could not possibly leave his Master or his house. The servant's life revolved around his love for his Lord. And like Paul, he considered all else dung that he might win the Master. He was the kind who would be willing to be accursed if others could come to know the love of his Lord. This servant valued intimacy with his Master above any earthly blessing. Who cared for flocks, for corn, or for wine and oil when you could have endless communion and fellowship with the Master? His heart overflowed with affection for Him, and he made it very plain. I love my Master, and I will not go free. What this servant is saying to us is simply this. Christ is enough. Nothing in this world is worth losing the sense of His presence. All the wealth and prosperity of the entire earth is not to be compared to a single day spent with Him. The pleasures at His right hand far exceed any ecstasy known to man. To know Him, to be where He is, seated together in heavenly places is more than life itself. To serve Him, to be led by Him, to come and go as He alone commands is life on the highest plane. Would you remind me that you are a son and not a servant? Then I would kindly remind you that Jesus was a son who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, Philippians 2, 6-7. He could have come as a powerful prince of the Almighty, trampling every foe, yet Christ chose to come as a bondservant, fully committed to His Father's interests. This dedicated bondservant we read about in Exodus believed he had one mission in life, and that was to serve his Master. He was not in it for an inheritance, even though it is written, a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame. and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren, Proverbs 17:2. Love made it easy to obey, and from morning to night, every waking hour, he lived in willing servitude to his master. He was driven only by love. No guilt, no sense of obligation. No wonder Jesus could say, "If you love me, you will obey me." Back to Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 40. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master. When he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The faithful servant and the unfaithful servant. We see by way of the text the mark of a faithful servant, waist girded. The mark of a faithful servant, lamp burning. A waiting spirit, a watching spirit. And there is great promise in store for those who in this life carry themselves in this manner. It's hard to believe what is being said here. Those words, "I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them." Can this be? That a servant whose waist is girded, a servant whose lamp is burning, a servant who is waiting and watching for their master will be served by their master? Oh, it is a glorious truth. He will gird himself and have these sit down to eat and will come and serve them. I ask today, is this too much for us to comprehend? I quote, "We have no trouble identifying with the servant in his duty to the master. No trouble in putting on our apron and serving up the Lord a full table of praises, a good feast of worship. We love to feed our Lord. It is our greatest joy, our supreme fulfillment. But we have difficulty with the last part, the Lord's part. And afterward you shall eat." That is too much for us to comprehend. We do not know how to sit down after we have served him and allow him the same joy we experienced in serving him. We rob our Lord of the joy of ministering to us. Our master, when he comes, when he returns, should he find us faithful, waist girded, lamp burning, waiting, and watching, doing what is right, he will gird himself and he will have us sit down to eat and he will come and serve as only he can serve. The words of Charles Spurgeon, this is a wonderful passage. Christ has already had one turn as a servitor. He was master and Lord, yet he washed his disciples' feet. But he says that if we are watchful and faithful, if we truly serve him, the day shall come when in all his robes of glory he shall gird himself and serve us. No, this is not the reversal of roles, even if for a moment. Yet we shall sit down to eat and partake of what only our master can provide. The Bible is clear that it will not be so concerning the unfaithful servant. Into which camp do we fall? The faithful servant, the unfaithful servant. Verses 38 to 40, and if you should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. A warning to his people, and still more a warning to those who are not his people, those who do not know him. Yes, if he were to come tonight, where would you be? You have hitherto lived as if you were your own masters, and were by no means the servants of Christ. Take heed unto yourselves, for ye know not when your Lord shall come. You see, the faithful servant says in his heart, my master trusts me. My master calls me his own. My master deserves the same when present and when not present. My master is worthy. I must honor my master and bring him glory and be found in such a manner at all times as would please him and bring him honor and bring his heart joy. Bring joy to his heart. I have to stay girded. I have to keep the lamp burning. I must wait. I must be watchful. I must be as my master would have me be. I must be about my master's business. It's clear in the text there are two camps. There is the faithful servant and there is the unfaithful servant. The unfaithful servant says something much different in his heart. Beginning at verse 42, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much is being committed, of him they will ask the more. The master's gone away. And the master has granted us rulership for a season. And may the faithful and wise continue to be faithful and wise. The Wycliffe Bible, Peter said to him, Lord, sayest thou this parable to us or to all? And the Lord said, who guessest thou? Is a true dispenser and prudent? Who guessest thou? Is a faithful dispenser and prudent? Whom the Lord hath ordained on upon his household to give them in time a measure of wheat? You see, the faithful servant has to keep tenor of heart. While the master tarries until the master returns, ready every day, girded every day, lamp burning every day, waiting and watching every day, ruling as he has called us to reign and rule in this life. But if that servant's heart begins to speak amiss, my master is delaying his coming. It's a warning to us. Do not let your heart speak in such a way. This has led many to become ungirded. This has led many a lamps to burn out. This has led to the casting off of the spirit of waiting and watching. Verses 45 to 48, but if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. I mean, this morning, how far should we break this down? If that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk. You know what's being said here? It's speaking of a servant who casts off faithfulness and begins to act in a manner the master would never condone. The servant that begins to cast off restraint, begins getting loose and letting loose. A servant who is abusing the role of rulership given them by their master. The Voice Bible imagined the stories of two household managers. And decide for yourself which one is faithful and smart. Each household manager is told by his master to take good care of all his possessions and to oversee the other employees, the butlers, cooks, gardeners, and so on. One servant immediately busies himself in doing just what he was told. His master eventually comes to check on him and rewards him with a major promotion and with more responsibility and trust. The other household manager thinks, look, my boss is going to be gone for a long time. I can be complacent. There's no urgency here. Faithful servants manage well. Faithful servants, the managing of time, possessions, the managing of that which the master has entrusted them with, they immediately busy themselves in doing just what they are told. Tragically, the long suffering of the Lord and his time of tarrying that his kingdom increase before the great day of his return has led to servants immediately or as time bleeds on to become complacent, no urgency in them. And yet I wonder if there is a father or a mother in the house of the Lord today, thankful for the Lord's long suffering, that today be another day for the return of a prodigal child. One so thankful, the faithful servant for the long suffering of the Lord. The unfaithful servant, my master's delaying. Let's become complacent. No urgency. Oh, for some urgency in the kingdom. Let us be found as those that are faithful servant. Faithful servants, a servant that knows his master's will. And should we not know it, let us strive to discover his will. A servant who did not know his will You know, this is not talking about one who is apathetic and uncaring. The Message paraphrase, the servant who knows what his master wants and ignores it or insolently does whatever he pleases will be thoroughly thrashed. But if he does a poor job through ignorance. Now, I'd like to say this morning, ignorance is not bliss. We all have the opportunity to know and discover our master's will. To know his will and have every fiber of who we are perform his will. Faithful servants, they love him and they cherish him. They are so grateful he chose them, so thankful he calls them his own. Is there a faithful servant in the house of the Lord today? If so, we don't want to serve self or self-endeavor. We don't want to become the slave of apathy or complacency. Verses 41 to 44, then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. The faithful servant and the unfaithful servant. Please receive these words today. What rewards Christ has in store for his people. If we will but be his servants now and the servants of our brethren, he will make us rulers over all that he has. I cannot attempt to explain all that these words mean, but I bless the Lord that they are absolutely true. The text, but and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. You say it's quite a portion of text. Again, let me say that I cannot attempt to explain all that these words mean, but oh, what will be the horror, the terror of the punishment which shall fall upon the unfaithful steward, the minister who is untrue to his holy calling, the professor who says that he is a child of God and a steward of Christ and yet is unfaithful to his trust. I will read our Lord's words again. You know how we are sometimes accused of saying, and perhaps I am now. You know how we are sometimes accused of saying things too dreadful about the wrath of God in the world to come. But beloved, we never say anything dreadful enough. If you will carefully examine the Word of God, you will find their expressions such as even Dante or the medieval preachers with all the horrors they depicted never surpassed. We cannot exaggerate the awful depth of meaning which we find in the words of the loving Christ himself. Let me read this verse again. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. You say, that's not in my theology. Well, it's in Jesus' theology. The text, Luke 12, 47 to 48, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him, much shall be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Judge ye then, brethren and sisters, how much of ability and talent your Lord has entrusted to you. And be not content to have rendered him some service, but look for proportionate service. And humble yourselves in his presence if your service is not in proportion to the opportunities entrusted to you. Who among us can refrain from humbling ourselves? Who among us can refrain from humbling himself before God when he thinks of this? I would encourage us all here today, it's time to gird up. It's time to get the lamps burning. It's an hour to wait. It's an hour to watch. Pine to discover his will, and he wills that we know it. Now is the time to immediately busy ourselves. It's a day to drop delaying and cry out, my master is coming. Delay no longer. Delay no longer in girding yourself. Delay no longer. The lamp is made for burning. Delay no longer in waiting and watching. Delaying and waiting and watching is a dangerous game, and truly, it's the fool's errand. R.C. Sproul said, we are all servants. The only question is whom we will serve. Let's have the worship team return today. Be in readiness. What does it say in Romans 12, verse 11? Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The wise servant, the faithful servant, the unwise servant, the unfaithful servant. This is a charge to believers. The New Century Version, serving the Lord with all your heart. The message, keep yourselves fueled in flame. Be alert servants of the master, cheerfully expectant. J.B. Phillips' New Testament, let us not allow slackness to spoil our work. And let us keep the fires of the Spirit burning as we do our work for God. The Amplified Bible, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Let servants of the Lord rise up. Rise up in the house, in this generation, in this city, in this nation, and across the world. And may our lives revolve around our love for our Lord. And may our hearts overflow with affection for him. And let us today make it very plain. I love my master. And I will not go free. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, it's a song of a faithful servant. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. What must I do to be saved? What must we do to be saved? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What must we do to be saved? Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins. to water baptism service, and here we are today to stand with brothers and sisters and encourage them and witness their public declaration of faith as they follow the pattern set out by the Lord, by Jesus himself. For he said, thus is it fitting for us to fulfill righteousness. Even Jesus surrendered to the waters of baptism. Faithful servants of the Lord entering the waters today. And may we hear these now say, I love my master, and I will not go free. Let's stand this morning as the candidates prepare themselves. Just your grace, Lord. Your grace is found. Empty hand and burn. Majesty. Change by in the presence of your majesty, majesty, your grace, oh God, grace from just as I. Empty air, but allow your majesty, majesty, forever I'm changed by your in the presence of your just.